Deep in the Dover Mountain, something gigantic wakes up after 1,000 years in captivity. The creature destroys everything in its path and quickly approaches Oslo, the capital of Norway, is it? I think so. I don't know what it is. Maybe it is. Norway. Yes, it's Norway. Let's talk about Norwegian or European fairy tales.
So how did you find Troll? First of all, I screwed up and I...
I thought you might.
I looked at the one from like 1980-something.
Right,
that
yeah.
That was done by Full Moon.
Okay. I saw that on the list. I haven't seen that before, though.
I started that up, and I go, wait a minute, I actually worked on this one.
Oh, you did?
I did. I mean, just for a day. That troll, here's the thing. That troll, which was done by Charlie Band, who is like legendary bad movie directing. I mean, legendary. This is the guy that did Ginger Dead Man.
Yes, I knew the name. Yeah, Ginger.
And all the Bong movies and everything like that.
But those are so bad, and they're good.
Yeah, well, you know, the funny thing is I remember I came in for some pickup shots on Troll. And what he had me do was he had this office that was like, it was not bigger than this room here, right? And he said, yeah, we're gonna shoot them in here, but you know what? We need a forest background. We need something that looks like a bridge. Go down to Kmart and get some of those murals that kids used to put in their room. So we put up one that was a bridge, and then one on one wall, and then on the other wall, we put up the one that looked like a forest, and literally shot all the inserts. With the forest and the bridge, including including close-ups of the troll himself. But that's not the one. That's not the film.
I am putting that on my list. That's at the top of my list now. I gotta watch that.
That's not the film. That's not the film that you wanted. The film that you wanted was the Norwegian.
Yeah, 2022.
Of Troll, and I have to say, it was a delight.
Well, it was just literally the first thing that was on my list in Netflix. And I said, what's that? So I watched the trailer and I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do that.
But it was actually a really good story.
Well, you know what it was? I'm waiting for you to say it. Oh, wait. Go ahead.
The effects were amazing.
I was waiting for you to say, this is Godzilla. This is European Godzilla.
Well, yeah, no. What I was going to say? I turned to Paul and I said, like, this is Godzilla, but the opticals are better.
Yeah, no, the opticals are great on this, actually. Of course, it was done last year or a couple years ago.
You know what they did that they don't normally? The thing is usually it seems like by the time we get into the opticals of a big creature like that, that there's shits flying everywhere and all the rest of this. And the screen is so confused, you can't figure out what the hell you're looking at. But this one, they actually had the balls to look at the troll itself.
Slow
right?
motion. You can see his expressions, so, his eyes.
The whole bit. I mean, they just did it so well. I mean, the parts where the troll is like right next to them and the eyes
open. Yes.
Oh, man. I swear. That was just beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful.
Well, the whole story was good, too. I mean, even the cheesiness of the loving nature and the... You know, the dad who was trying to make friends with the troll and
right, yeah, but the dad was trying to talk to the troll and stuff, and then there's the gun that goes off, and it was like, wow, it was just absolutely the cheesiest possible thing, but it was done so well.
Also, when he ate somebody,
right,
that was done really well too. I was pretty surprised by how well it was done.
They
actually
remained, you know what? They remained eaten. You know, it was. But man, and I have to say there's a place where you get to where you kind of see a big vista inside of what might have been a palace or something like that, and that those shots in there were just amazing, right?
I thought the whole thing was done great, except for I have suspicion. I'm not going to say it, but I think that, I'll just say it. I think somebody was watching Godzilla late at night, and they said, I need to turn in a script really soon. What should I write? And they said, oh, I would have a troll. It's the same exact story as Godzilla.
Right, no, you're
even
absolutely
the military responds the same way they responded. Right. Everything was exactly the couple in the house with the that was just like Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, right. When the foot comes down, hey, when the foot comes down, that's it.
He put his foot down.
Yes. It's funny because you know what? You know what that one shot reminded me of? It reminded me of Bambi versus Godzilla.
I never saw that one.
You've never seen... No. Oh, my God. Now you... Okay.
I've heard about it.
Okay. But... No. See, that's just embarrassing. Now you have to see Bambi versus Godzilla. Look it up, son.
So somebody took Godzilla, Transformers, King Kong, and just said, I'm going to make a movie that's all of those things. But, you know, so actually I was surprised how good it was. And the acting was actually fantastic, I thought.
The acting was amazing. She was amazing. You know, the trio that they had doing the main parts on the film just couldn't have been beat. They were great. Really great.
And it was very... It was actually kind of American because they showed how useless the leaders are.
Oh, yeah.
How incompetent they are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, they absolutely did. Right? Right? Yeah. Oh, and the girl that is kind of inside of the group, right? Inside of the military group and keeps, like, screwing everything up for them. I love that role.
But, oh, when they showed the group inside the scientists in the little, you know, think tank or whatever.
Right.
That was totally Godzilla. I mean, I was like...
That was exactly... Yeah, they actually just copied the set, too, and everything.
Yeah, no, I think they actually borrowed a set or something. Like.
Yeah, no, it was. It was the same thing.
Everything but the rubber suit.
It's the... You know what? You know what it's become? It's the emergency response set. We need an emergency response set, and so they probably just call around.
But instead of windows where they're watching the Godzilla or whatever creature it is, they're watching it on videos with drones.
Right, there are videos everywhere. Yes. Yeah. Well, that's what you do these days, right?
Oh, and they also use some 1950s technology. They use the Wilhelm scream. I saw
they use a what?
The trivia, the Wilhelm scream from 1951 that they use in a lot of movies.
Yeah?
It's a sound effect that people have been using since 1951.
Oh, the scream. I thought you said scream. Yeah, as the scream. Oh, absolutely. It was the same scream.
It was when the troll kicks the military vehicle.
Right.
But there 47 minutes in. Look for it.
Yeah, you need that sort of scream.
It's actually a really cool scream.
I enjoyed it completely. I think that I would give this a 4 also. I'm going to give this 4.
Did I give it a 4?
Last one. What?
Oh, yeah, I'll give this one a 4.
Okay.
No, forward. I totally give it a 4.
No, absolutely. It was a joy. I was so surprised.
And that's probably why we haven't really said much about the movie, actually, really. Other than we like the CGI.
Well, I want people to go see it. Is it? It's a recent film, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 2022. It's on Netflix. It's
Yeah. No. Here's the thing: is I don't want to spoil it for anybody. I want people to go see this film.
That's why we liked it too, because neither one of us knew anything about it.
The optics on it will make you believe in CGI. I mean, this they did a good job of CGI. They really did.
Totally. But rubber suits are still awesome.